This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of you guys travel to a different time zone, and you get really, really sleepy, and you don't know why. And when you go one way across the country, you're good. When you go another way across the country, you aren't. And so here you go. Okay, well, and so you'll plan, and we've been dealing with this phenomenon for a while. Well, now we figured out why this happens. There's a mathematical model developed by a group of researchers at the University of Maryland that explains why it takes you days to establish a new sleep-wake cycle when you travel east, but you barely feel anything when going west. Well, that's because you gain hours. I mean, I don't think we need math. I mean, yeah, I took 3 years of calculus in college, but that's not even there. They say cross-time zone travel causes disruptions in the brain's internal clock, known as the circadian rhythm. They say cells in the brain region called the suprachiasmatic nucleus. Ooh, I'm going to use that for your pop quiz. Suprachiasmatic nucleus maintain a healthy rhythm by oscillating in a synchronized manner. This is known as a pacemaker cell. These have a natural cycle slightly longer than 24 hours, even though my new little kitty cat that keeps waking me up is messing up my suprachiasmatic nucleus and pacemaker cell. After rapid time zone shifts, these cells cannot instantly establish a rhythm appropriate to the new time zone, making it hard for people to immediately live by a new schedule. So the study published Tuesday in the journal Chaos uses math equations to look at how pacemaker cells in the brain resynchronize themselves to adapt to a new sleep cycle. Michelle Gervan, co-author of the study and associate professor at the Physics Department of University of Maryland, said that the project is an extension of an undergraduate research program, and she wanted the research to be relatable to everyday living while mathematically workable. So, they say, think about how you set your watch forward to match the time and the destination where you head, okay? You would expect your brain clock to do the same for eastward trips, so you start the day earlier. But because most pacemaker cells in this internal clock have a natural cycle that's a little bit longer than a day, it actually has a much easier time stretching the day than shrinking it. So the research, you know, it always happens, you know, you're like, time for bed. You know, it's, you know, midnight in New York, and my kids are like, but it's 9 o'clock in Vegas. I can't go to bed. I can't go to sleep. They can't do it. You come home, I'm able to say go to bed, and they go to bed. I don't say it like that. I'm like, go the blank to sleep. Yeah, I scream at them all the time. I still do. I don't care how old they are. They're 16 and 13. You have to yell. The bigger they get, the louder you have to yell. Especially since they can now both kick my butt. They got the muscle mass. So the researchers worked out a mathematical model to represent all the pacemaker cells in your brain clock and accounted for inputs such as lights and how sensitive a person is to sunlight, cloudiness, geographical latitude, seasonal factors, therefore creating new circadian rhythms. I could do this easier, guys, for you. Anyway, the model shows that when your eastbound trip is long enough, you know what the model shows? That if you sit there and go through the math, you get so damn tired and bored that you fall asleep anyway. That's the mathematical model, but anyway, the model shows that when your eastbound trip is long enough, the pacemaker cells adjust themselves to move the brain clock backward. This wrong direction is what makes it extra hard to recover from long-distance eastward travels. When you go east and cross 9 time zones, instead of adjusting 9 hours forward... Well, no, if you cross... Okay, I get it. Instead of adjusting 9 hours forward, the brain clock sets 15 hours backwards. This is the kind of travel where jet lag is the toughest to overcome. Even if your eastward trip is short and your internal clock manages to adjust itself forward, it still has a harder time doing so because of this 24.5-hour natural period. So it'll take an average person about 4 days to recover from an eastward trip crossing 3 time zones, but only 3 days... from a westward one. So what does this mean? Well, it means you need to, you know, plan this out. Okay, so they say when you arrive at the destination, resist the temptation of closing your curtains in the hotel room and diving right into bed when it's bright outside. What you should do is fully expose yourself to the local light-dark cycle. It might not be easy to do, but your recovery will be faster if you stay awake during the daytime and sleep only when it's dark. Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm a real big nap taker. I mean, I just love taking naps. And so for me, I sleep even, you know, yeah. So I don't really think I really want to talk more about it because I think many of you guys have fallen asleep. So we're going to talk about this. We have somebody who is interviewing to be on the Dr. Dahlia news team, and that's my producer, Tom. And I guess he heard that my news team is a bunch of slackers and goofballs that don't do anything except, you know, sit around. And so he has been supplying us some news today, one of which is there's an Alzheimer's breakthrough. There's a vaccine developed by Australian and U.S. researchers that may reverse dementia and Alzheimer's. If we could do a vaccine, I'm up for that. Experts at Adelaide's Flinders University have made an Alzheimer's breakthrough that has, I guess, resulted in the world's first dementia vaccine. If this continues its trials, the Alzheimer's vaccine may be tested on humans within the next 2 to 3 years after being bankrolled by the U.S. government. They say that's per the IB Times. Scientists from Flinders University and America's Institute of Molecular Medicine and the University of California developed the vaccine by targeting proteins in the brains that block neurons. So basically, this formula targets the tau proteins and the abnormal beta amyloid proteins that we talked about that causes Alzheimer's. This vaccine would be a preventative one, hopefully preventing this buildup. The proteins must be removed from the brain, and dementia sufferers have a lot of these broken down proteins inside. So they said essentially what we've designed is a vaccine that makes the immune system produce antibodies, and these antibodies act like tow trucks. So they come to your driveway, they latch on to the breakdown protein or car, and they pull it out of the driveway. That's a very good analogy or picture of this. More than 353,000 Australians suffer from dementia, and this is an article coming out of Australia, which is why they're the focus of attention here. And the number is expected to hit 900,000 by 2050. For us, obviously, we're looking in the millions. The World Health Organization has projected a $600 billion U.S. Cost per year as total global societal cost of dementia-related illness and care. 750 million new cases of Alzheimer's are diagnosed each year. And it's a concern. The fact that we are now outliving our heart attacks and being able to fight cancer, we're going to be unfortunately old enough to get Alzheimer's. So hopefully they make this work. Thank you, Tom. Great article. All right, guys, don't go away. Your questions, comments, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacroegie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacroegie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. This is anonymous. Okay. This is a patient that says, don't tell my physician, but he had a medical student in the room who listened to my heart and asked me to remove my shirt. The student was unsupervised. I thought this was very odd. The student was unsupervised. She writes that twice. She goes, on the other hand, I find it odd that my doctor never listened to my heart, and I've seen him multiple times this year. So she asks about how we are teaching medical students to examine female patients. Now, this is a very, very interesting topic, because the medical student did right. okay? An exam of your heart cannot be over a raincoat, a blanket. I've had people come to the doctor, like, with the flu where they have their blankie, and that's fine. You know, they're in their pajamas. I don't mind. I'll work around it because I know you're cold, you know, especially, you know, flu season because you're cold. But to accurately listen to the heart, I used to get yelled at in medical school if I would listen to somebody's heart and I had, or listen to their lungs, you know, and I would do so through the clothes. Now, a lot of physicians argue I could hear just fine through the clothes, and that's good. That's okay. Wonderful. That's, I believe you. But, you know, for a medical student, and in fact, you know, with, many, what's the word for it? You know, board certifying agencies, to pass your boards, you aren't allowed to do an exam half-assed. And so the medical students are being taught to examine the patient correctly. I mean, and here's something I've always had to tell, you know, students that have come into my office and patients as well. You know, if you're coming in for an exam and you want to leave your clothes on, you as a patient, and I don't blame you, I try and do the same thing. Who's looking for the melanoma on your back? You know, I mean, when I listen to somebody's lungs, I'm not just listening to their lungs. I'm also looking at the skin on their back. I'm looking for a buffalo hump. I'm looking for a lesser trochlea, a pigment pattern that could signify you have GI malignancy. So I'm observing a lot when we're listening to the lungs. But in order for me to be a good doctor and do what I need to do, I need to, you need to be undressed. Now, you are making a point here that the student was unsupervised. So what could be happening there, and usually we recommend and we urge that, you know, all providers have a nurse in the room. I understand it's very difficult with staffing, et cetera. And so there should always be somebody in the room so that you feel comfortable. And also we ask the students to ask you if it's okay that they put the stethoscope against your chest wall. Okay, you know, and so the fact that he asked you to move, I mean, if he started undressing you himself, I would have a big concern. But him asking, look, can you move your shirt or can you lower this so I could listen? It's actually a very, very common request. And many physicians that train medical students will, you know, say, look, you know, I'm going to be working with this patient. You go ahead, start talking to this patient, get a history, start the exam, and then come back and give report. So I would probably for the future, you know, tell the students, make sure there is a nurse in the room. But, it's interesting because, you know, what I'm more shocked about, the fact that the student, you know, wanted to listen to your heart. And I mean, you know, if he gave you a gown and did all that doesn't shock me. If he didn't give you a gown, that would be, you know, obviously marks against him. And that's very unfortunate. And remember, you as a patient, you always have a right to refuse. You always have a right to refuse. Don't feel like you can't. If you feel uncomfortable, you say no. You know, I'd like to keep my clothes on during the exam. And, you know, let the doctor say, well, then we can't perform your pap smear, or we can't perform the prostate exam, or, you know, I can't perform a thorough, you know, heart or lung exam. I mean, everybody has choices. So there's choices that you have. But the one thing I thought that was very interesting is you said your medical provider, the actual attending physician, had it listened to your heart. Right? In all the multiple times that you came. Now, of course, I wish you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I have a lot of questions to ask you. Like what, you know, do you have high blood pressure? Do you have any medical conditions? Because, you know, usually with my patients, once a year they got a physical. So I made sure I listened to the heart. And if they were blood pressure patients or, you know, anything that had to do cardiovascular or diabetic, et cetera, your heart was listened to. You know, and now there are follow-up exams where many times we don't make you go through the whole exam. You know, well, I need a refill of this, any changes, you know, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, personally, I like to listen to the heart, you know, as often as I can. And so one thing that I think is very interesting and something else to bring up, which, you know, I've talked about with faculty before, you know, in multiple medical schools, is how doctors in private practice do things very differently than how we teach students. So, for example, here you are, and no offense, we're being very objective about this, okay? Here you are, very concerned that a medical student listened to your heart and asked you to remove part of your shirt so that he could listen to your heart. Okay? If you were overly upset about that, okay, and if you thought that was inappropriate, you would make a complaint to the doctor, or, and I'm glad you're airing this, okay? Always, I mean, I am here to talk to you. This is why my show has been on as long as it has, because it gives you guys a medium or a place to discuss this. But now, if you have an attending physician, and he goes, you know what? She has a problem. She has a problem with somebody listening to her heart, skin on stethoscope. One of the easiest things for him to do, rather than have the discussion with you, is say, you know what? I won't go there. I just won't go there. So if a patient is going to have a problem or think that I'm being inappropriate, I won't go there. And again, I'm not saying that's exactly what's going on, but when I hear from so many of you that you're never undressed during the physical, or there's not the skin-on-skin contact, or the, you know, or my doctor sits across the room, he never touches me, he never, you know, there may be a reason for that. You know, we're trying to teach students all across the country to be more humanistic, to hold your hand, to touch you, to do exams correctly, to not be half-assed. But if patients are going to feel assaulted, if patients are going to feel like their privacy is being jeopardized, then many medical providers may take the safer route and go, well, then you know what, fine, you can have your clothes on the whole time. Now, what I always do, and I'm a woman, so it's easier for me. So for me, I go, look, you know, do you want the pap smear? Do you want the breast exam? If you want, and then I'll document. Patient declined the pap smear, patient declined the breast exam, patient declined my listening to her heart, patient declined weight, and I just write patient declines. Okay, fine. And if I'm trying to evaluate something and the patient declines and no, I just want pain medicine. I don't want you to evaluate my back pain. Leave me alone. You know, then I say, look, you know, you're probably going to the wrong doctor, you know, because I just don't hand out pain pills. Let me give you something for pain now. But let's get you to a specialist who could work with you more, because I can't just, I'm not the type of doctor that could just give out pain pills. I need to evaluate the back. So, and most doctors do. Okay, I think all doctors have to. So this isn't the best fit. And so, yeah, you know, sometimes if a patient has a lot of demands, not for privacy, but for things that they want, that could be against my moral compass, or what I would consider would be malpractice, you know, we sever the relationship. No harm done. Go, this is not the place for you to be. This is not the practice. So, you know, we're trying to teach our students to, and there's a very big push for humanistic qualities in students, where we talk to you, you're crying, we hold you, we put our arm around you. The problem is in private practice and in the real world, many people could misconstrue that. And so how do we educate the actual patient that a proper exam includes the following? One of you years ago, this was back in 2010, I remember, you called up concerned because the doctor put the stethoscope in, you were in a gown, through your armhole, the opening of the side gown, to listen to your heart, and the stethoscope touched your breast. Well, I can understand how you're kind of upset because the breast was touched, but for him to get to the lateral heart, he probably just should have had you lie down, explain to you that you need to move your breast, and he would be putting the stethoscope near. But you see the awkwardness? How is somebody supposed to examine you? But then on the flip side, when you hear of these cases where, you know, some doctors have assaulted patients, you're wary, you're suspicious. So we need to find a fine line, and this is a conversation we have, and it's a conversation we have here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, if you run into me as I am doing my, Pokemon Go, please tell cars to stop. I am very, very scared. I'm just scared. Everybody's telling me it's a trap. Don't go there. By the way, I don't like my my creature on Pokemon Go. I would have expected her to be blonde, because I'm a blonde. I'm a true blonde. Yeah. I would want my creatures, you know, to kind of bounce around a little bit, you know, be more fuller figured, you know, look like me. A little perky, not droopy. Remember, I had surgery, so I'm not droopy anymore. I'm perky. I kind of have like a bebop, you know, to the way I walk, you know, because I got some music in me and some Saturday Night Fever stuff going on. I just expected my character to look a little hotter than that. Just, you know, make it kind of sexy. I know you have virtual, you get virtual relationships on these, right? Yeah. Hook mine up to the Michael Fassbender Pokemon character. Anyway, they say uncontrolled high blood pressure can damage and weaken the brain's blood vessels and lead to stroke, right? Heart attack, etc. It can damage the heart, organs. But getting sufficient amount of dietary mineral magnesium, however, may be beneficial to the blood pressure. These are the findings out of a study. Yingqing Song from Indiana University School of Public Health and colleagues looked at the data of 34 clinical trials on magnesium supplements, which involved more than 2,000 people. And the dosage of magnesium supplements in the research ranged from 240 and 960 milligrams per day. But most of the participants in the trial met or exceeded the U.S. RDA for magnesium intake, which is 300 to 320, and for women, 400 to 420 milligrams. When they looked at the data, the researchers observed a small but significant association with magnesium intake and lowering blood pressure. Now, I know some of you guys are like, okay, well, if it only lowers blood pressure slightly, what do I care? Well, because it's news, you know. I mean, these are health headlines, guys. I mean, you know, if I got to talk about the world headlines all the time, it'd be a lot more exciting. But what it shows is taking in your daily supplements, I would rather it be a natural food form. And I apologize, I'm having some computer issues. I would rather you get this as natural as possible. But if not, I like multivitamins that have zinc. I like multivitamins that have magnesium. Let me find foods that have magnesium. I'm sorry for Googling, but my computer is down and I lost it. Of course I Google. Oh, beans and nuts have magnesium. Whole grains, brown rice, whole wheat, and green leafy vegetables. Wait, okay, you see, listen, if you ever don't know, I should learn this as a radio host. Okay, what I should know is if I ever can't remember what foods have what vitamin or mineral, you always say the same three things. Fiber, vegetables, and beans. So, I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. According to Dr. Axe, these are the top 10 magnesium-rich foods. Spinach has 157 milligrams per cup. Chard, well, no wonder I don't get magnesium. Pumpkin seeds, yogurt, or kefir, almonds, black beans. Here we go again. A lot of gas, guys. Avocado. Figs, dark chocolate, that's right. Remember we talked about how dark chocolate lowers blood pressure? Yeah, see? God damn it, I am such a fan of chocolate. And then a banana. I have a banana for lunch. I mean, I have a banana with a whole bunch of, you know, chicken fingers, but that's not here nor there. I have a banana for lunch. All right. So that's how you increase your magnesium intake. What happens if your magnesium's low? Well, it has been linked to PMS. That's my problem. Fibromyalgia, they say it's been linked to heart attack, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, constipation, tension or migraine headaches, anxiety and depression, and chronic fatigue. That's from Dr. Axe. So, I don't know. Is there a Dr. Axe show? If there is, I'm not going to be nice to him. I mean, he's competition. Hey, look, I gave him credit because he was the first website that came up with magnesium-rich foods. All right, bracing for Zika. Let's meet these mosquito hunters. They say the mosquito virology lab at Harris County Health Department is crowded, and it's only about to get worse. The five staffers that spend their days checking mosquito juice, pulverized mosquito samples for various harmful viruses, have already had to add a batch of new tests to their daily routine as the country gets more serious about fighting Zika. They are called the mosquito hunters. I know, what's that, bad boys, what you gonna do? Okay, as of now, they're already navigating around giant cartons filled with the equipment needed to directly test mosquitoes for Zika virus. Bunch of studs, man, I'm telling you that right now. These guys rock. Harris County encompasses Houston. and its spread out suburbs, is one of 183 U.S. counties known to be home of the Aedes aegypti mosquito that transmits Zika to people. And as one of the main U.S. gateways to Latin America and the Caribbean, it has more than its fair share of travelers carrying the virus, they say. That makes the perfect formula for local Zika outbreaks. And remember, it's going to get muggier and muggier. We're going to be hitting monsoon soon, and it's just that time of the summer. They say if and when someone infects a local mosquito, this lab is where it'll likely be discovered. Now, Harris County already has an extensive mosquito testing and control program, but it has had to shift gears to Zika. And Zika doesn't seem to infect the same mosquitoes as West Viral Virus, they say, and West Nile Virus has been the main foe up till now. So virologist Cheryl Freeman, virology specialist Sharon Mack, lab coordinator Monique Jackson, and lab techs Laura Benilla and Joanna Carduzzo are already plenty busy liquefying these mosquitoes in a centrifuge, pulling out the results that they call mosquito malt or a mosquito milkshake. And then they pipette them into trays where they are tested for West Nile virus, St. Louis encephalitis virus, dengue virus, chikungunya virus, and then, of course, Zika. Now, right now, though, they cannot test for Zika. They hope to soon test for Zika. They have to send the samples to the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston to run the specific Zika test. Results can come back anywhere between 2 and 4 weeks later. All right? That's very, very scary because we, our pregnant women, need to know now. This is being reported by NBC News. They say two storage rooms are being cleared out and refurbished to become testing labs where the virus team can do a test called real-time polymerase chain reaction, which is PCR, to see immediately if a mosquito sample is hot with Zika. They know how to really make this look like a really good TV show. My guess is we already have a reality TV production company already on it, trying to make this, you know, bad boys, bad boys. Although they're, these are females. Bad girls, so what you gonna do? Once we add real-time PCR, PCR, we will need to bring in more mosquitoes to be isolated and diagnosed. All right, so the county has been waiting for Congress to send money. But Congress, I guess, is at a standoff right now. And let me see, last week Congress, this is the last week Congress is in session before they take a break. So they are still waiting for the money. As things stand now, they'll have to wait until mid-August to start testing on-site for Zika. So, all right, what else do we have with Zika? They say four African countries are going to face the highest risk of Zika virus from the Olympics. Okay, if a single one of their athletes or travelers becomes infected in Rio and then comes back to them. The four countries are Chad, Djibouti, Eritrea, and Yemen. They have the factors that could result in a sustained spread of the mosquito-borne virus in a worst-case scenario, according to the CDC. They say, except for these four countries, the 2016 Olympic and Paralympic Games do not pose a unique or significant risk for further mosquito-borne transmissions of Zika virus in excess of that posed by non-Olympic travel. But Brazil is hosting the Olympics, starts August 5th, and then the Paralympics open September 7th. Very hot, muggy time, and obviously the epicenter of the Zika virus. So, it being the epicenter, it's already spread to nearly 50 countries, most of them in Latin America and the Caribbean. So, golf, I believe, has lost a few. I'm trying to think how many people have dropped out of the Olympic golf. The CDC conducted the analysis to predict these countries at risk for importing Zika virus solely from introduction by one single traveler. All right, as many as 500,000 international visitors and athletes from 206 countries are expected to travel to Rio. So with this overall travel volume, coming back to countries that don't have the infrastructure in place could be very scary. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert representative.
reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, all right, this antiretroviral therapy, all right, that has been now available, and thank God it has been, all right, is lowering the transmission of people getting HIV, all right, when they have sex that's unprotected, or when one partner has the virus and the other does not, and they could be together. A study in the Journal of American Medical Association today, which is the largest of its kind to examine the question of how risky it is for so-called semi-discordant couples to have unprotected sex when the infected partner is suppressing his or her viral load with medication. And the research looked at 900 couples, about two-thirds of whom were men who have sex with men and the rest were heterosexual. After a median of 1.3 years, the study found no cases in which the HIV-positive partner who was taking medication to suppress the virus, infected the non-HIV partner. They say there were, however, 11 cases in which a partner who was HIV negative at the start of the study became infected with the virus that causes AIDS. 10 of these cases involved gay men, they said. Researchers said 8 of the newly HIV-positive partners admitted to having had unprotected sex outside the relationship. In no cases could the person's HIV infection be molecularly matched to the partner's, giving researchers a quote-unquote in-couple transmission rate of zero. Now, they cautioned that a lot more follow-up is needed before we think that condomless sex during with couples with HIV therapy, and we're not talking Truvada, we're talking about the antiretroviral therapy suppressing somebody that has HIV. So we're not talking about the Truvada for the partner that doesn't have HIV. We don't give Truvada to somebody who's HIV positive. We give Truvada to somebody that doesn't have HIV, that wants to be protected so that they don't receive HIV when they date. What we're talking about in this particular study is somebody who was diagnosed with HIV and they're being treated with antiretrovirals. They have sex with their partner, and they're not finding transmission. In this very small study, even though, I mean, it's one of the biggest of its kind, but we need a lot more than this isolated study, I should say. We definitely need more data. If you're on antiretrovirals, if they're working enough to the point that you can have condomless sex. And again, you know, and this is an important topic. I mean, it's very easy for us that don't have HIV saying, all right, everybody use condoms. You know, but how many couples don't use condoms? They have that freedom. And, people want to have that freedom, and HIV can kill, which is why there's been this huge campaign since the 80s to condom, 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 or abstain, abstain, abstain. So when you see something like this where partners appear to be safe having an HIV partner that's taking their medication, well, that could also hopefully incite more people to be very compliant with their medication. My only concern is what if resistance starts to build up before the partner knows or the patient knows? And if resistance is building up, I mean, could there be very regular semen checks, certain other ways to check? Because obviously HIV knows how to hide out. So right now they're going to be looking at this, and accompanying editorial by JAMA from Eric Deere and Katya Corrado at the Harvard UCLA Medical Center warned that couples should not take the study to mean that the risk of transmission is zero. For individuals who want to routinely or intermittently not use condoms with an HIV-infected partner, clinicians can indicate that the risk of HIV transmission appears small in the setting of continued viral suppression. The HIV-positive partner should be using antiretrovirals for at least 6 months before the couple engages in condomless sex. Again, I would still caution. I would say it's not 100%, still use condoms. They say, moreover, clinicians need to be clear that even though the overall risk for HIV transmission may be small, the risk is not zero, and the actual number is not known, especially for higher-risk groups such as men who have sex with men. They added that more research is needed, and the condomless sex occurred during periods wherein the HIV-positive partner had HIV-1 RNA load less than 200 copies in the study. So that is when it's not a person that has a high count, but it's when, or a high RNA load, viral load, it's when they appear to be either very, very low or negative on blood. So the research was carried out at 73 clinical sites in 14 European countries from 2010 to 2014. So, fascinating study. I'd like to see more on this. It just, the problem is even if they came out with a study right now saying, look, we are looking at 100%, okay? There is no way you're going to get HIV. They'll never say that. You will never hear a research group or any entity say you are free and clear, because what we're learning, about HIV is it is one of the smartest, trickiest viruses out there. I mean, the fact, and I've told you how smart it is compared to other viruses. You got the adenovirus and these, cold viruses that infect your nose, when you get sick, so you sneeze. Okay, so you know when you're sick when you get one of these, stupider viruses. Okay? They're self-limited. They die on their own. You're able to fight it easier because it, lands in your nose or your respiratory tree, so you sneeze it out, you cough it out. And so, it's not the brightest of the viruses. The next virus that, that virus class in terms of having brains are your hepatitis viruses, your Zika viruses, your chickenpox viruses, where they don't die and go, or not Zika, Ebola, where they don't die and go away completely. But what they do is they quiesce, they hide out, and then they come back. So you'll have herpes, throughout most, you'll have herpes recur many times. So it's a virus that just doesn't go away. It doesn't kill, but it won't go away. The smartest of all the viruses, and I'm talking the smart ones, is that HIV virus. Okay, first, you have no idea when you're infected with it. Sometimes you could get a viral syndrome, sometimes you could get diarrhea, etc., but most people have absolutely no idea. Then, like I've said many times, the cell that it decides to attack isn't a liver cell, isn't a respiratory cell. It's the one cell in the body that is supposed to be designed to fight infection, the T cell, the T lymphocyte. So it picks a host. Of all the host it picks to infect is the only host that could really fight it. I mean, it's brilliant. Then it turns around and causes that host to make more HIV, and you don't get it, from somebody who's sneezing and coughing, so you're very well aware that you were exposed. You get this very sneakily with sex, with a tattoo, IV, drug use. I mean, it's very sneaky. And so it's one of the smartest viruses out there. And I've told you guys, back in the 90s, I was taking a virology course, and I asked the virologist, could HIV ever mutate to being airborne? You talk about this being such a highly mutatable type of virus. And before I could even finish my sentence, she said, yes, absolutely. So she, right away, yeah, absolutely, HIV could. Now, it hasn't, luckily, knock on wood, thank God, but it has the potential. Medical school, a year or two later, I asked the same question. I go, do you ever predict that HIV could later mutate to being respiratorily transmitted? And again, without hesitation, absolutely, they answered. Now, thank the Lord we haven't seen any mutations such as this yet, but it is one of the smartest, shiftiest viruses. And another reason that I think we have to use extreme caution when it comes to this are the reports that come out where people who are negative, babies, kids who have been tested as negative, years later come up positive again. And they're like, but we took our medicines. I thought we were done. This virus knows how to hide out. How it hides out and lives without being detected by a blood test is beyond me, but it does that very often. So now we're going to say, yeah, take a chance to have condomless sex. I say no, be careful. 1-877, Dr. Ali. Rebel.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.